More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
You and I, we two alone on this terrace by the sea. The sun is going down, and in your eyes I see the changing colors of the sea. It's time for you to go. The day is done. Shadows stretch their arms to bring the night. The sun falls in the sea, and down below a window we see you and me.
A new album from Jack Grassel is a pretty common occurrence. The latest one is his 20th. But what makes the new one, 2015 Jack, different is that he plays and sings practically every note you hear on the album.
The Milwaukee jazz guitarist, along with his wife and musical partner, singer Jill Jensen, stopped by the Lake Effect studio to share the story of the album. One of the key instruments on it is a unique three-necked, well, it's kind of a guitar, Grassel explains.
Years ago, when I used to double on all these instruments, I would take multiple cases of instruments to gigs and concerts I was playing, and I thought, what if I put these all in the same instrument, and I have three guitar necks, or three necks, mandolin, guitar, and bass, then I can play three instruments on each song if I wish. And eventually, that has morphed into playing two necks with one hand. So now I will finger a note on the bass, and then with my thumb play a bar chord on the guitar. Or sometimes my right hand will come over and I'll tap bass notes with my right hand while I'm fingering the mandolin with my left hand. And now that I'm playing the pianica, some people call it a melodica, I'm playing unisons with tapping guitar notes with my left hand while I'm fingering notes on the melodica with my right hand.
You've been playing a very long time. Having all of these basically instruments available to you at the same time, did it change your technique at all, the way you approach playing?
No. I'm 67 now, and I started playing when I was 3 and performing for money when I was 4. So I've been a professional musician for 63 years. And I've been confronted with a lot of music and a lot of instruments, especially in the 70s when I did studio work, when I would have to play all these instruments, or sometimes I would play a Broadway show where I'd have to take 4 instruments. So I'd walk in with a ukulele, mandolin, and an electric guitar and a banjo. And next week, I'm playing banjo with a symphony. So I've gotten used to playing all these instruments, so I thought I would like to have one instrument where I can at least play 3 instruments at the same time without having to pick one up or put one down. And so I can go to the gig now with one case.
When you put this album together, and we'll hear G-Baby in just a minute since we mentioned it, but since you were playing all the parts and you were doing most of the singing on just about every track, how did you plan it out? It must have been like a military campaign.
Well, when we got back from Mexico this winter playing 6 nights a week and we got back to Milwaukee where there wasn't as much work as there was in Mexico, my chops were at the peak. And I did not feel like practicing because I was playing so much in Mexico. I wanted to do something totally different. And I had the equipment at home, and I thought, why not record an album? And I wasn't sure what songs to do. And this is the first time I did one at home with my own equipment. So I wasn't paying $50 or $100 an hour to a studio. So I was able to take my time. And I took 2 whole months. I worked on it all day, every day. Fortunately, my wife had patience with this. And I just put it together as I went along. And some songs I thought, I don't sound good on this song, so I'll trash that song. I'll get a different one. And it just kind of went like that. And some of the songs I would, for example, on one song I'd do a ukulele solo and then realized, well, ukulele doesn't sound good on this song. Maybe a mandolin would be better, or maybe I should put a bass solo in there. One song starts with a bass solo. And I listened back, and I thought, that doesn't sound good. I'll run it through a chorus effect. And that worked. So now there's a bass solo with a chorus effect.
See, I'd like to add something.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jill, bring you
in. The big observer here.
Hi, yeah. Jill, say something.
Yeah, I'll say something. This is the first album on which Jack is singing. So the other thing that happened while he was recording himself singing was that's a wonderful learning tool for a singer. Anytime you want to learn about yourself playing an instrument, whether it's your body or an external instrument, you record yourself and listen. This is what happened with Jack. And as he was doing that, what he just said came to pass. He realized that, ooh, my voice doesn't sound that good with this instrument or that instrument, or this sounds like it needs this color or this tone. So even though he's been producing and creating albums for decades.
This is my 20th album now.
20th album. So this is the first time he's had to produce a background instrumentation for his own voice. And so that, it must have been fun.
And
to
normally,
hear this
Jill, you're the one singing,
right.
And you do, and we'll talk about that
later
in a minute. But it must have been interesting for you to step back. Was it difficult to not be singing on some of this, or was this really Jack's project?
No, this was Jack's project, and it kept morphing, and it would evolve. And I'm not really sure if the intent was to make an album at the beginning. It was, you know, singing and hearing himself and learning and the instruments, and we had toyed with an album and da 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 da, and so this just sort of showed up, and then there was another song, and then there was another one, and things just happened.
Let's hear G Baby, since we talked about that. Let's get a little bit of that and get an idea of what it sounds like, because you're doing the singing on this one, Jack, right?
I'm singing lead, mm-hmm. and the background harmonies have 4-part harmonies, and they're all me, and I'm playing banjo. This is my first recording playing banjo. And I forget what else. I'm playing electric guitar and bass and drums.
Let's hear a little bit of G Baby from Jack Grassel's latest album, Jack 2015.
Makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a girl that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? I bought you a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring.
Shabop, shabop.
A Cadillac car and everything. There's nothing too good for a girl that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
That was G Baby, Jack Grassel, doing everything on that from your newest album. And as I was listening to this, I just kept thinking, what else? What other layer is going to come up? Because, you know, the songs are very, very different. They're not all in one style of jazz. They're not all necessarily jazz. And so it's almost like this was a way for you, like a culmination of like all your years of playing?
Well, I'm no great big star, so I have no record company telling me what to record. I can do exactly what I want to play. I can play exactly what I want to play. So 100% of my soul is in all this music. I even had plenty of time to finish a song and then realize I would sound better singing if I did it in a different key. So I did it all over again and did it in a different key. Or I thought, this doesn't sound good in C. Maybe B minor, it would sound better in that. So I redid it again. And I got to take my time. I had no deadline. So I'm real happy with this. And being my 20th album, I finally did something I'm 100% totally happy with.
So I do have to ask how you're going to include this in your live act. Are you going to include any of these songs? Are you able to? Do you have to strip them down somehow? Or,
well, the last song, the 27-minute song, Flea Beganistoon, there's no way I can play that live. But all the vocal tunes, I have been playing them live. But they're better on the CD because live I'm somewhat limited because I don't have a studio with me.
Right. You don't have every possible instrument that you could play.
He can't harmonize
with himself. Right.
No.
Now, Jill, you did participate on this album, even though it's primarily Jack's album, but you're doing something really interesting.
Well, this is under the heading of, if anybody would say, what is the last thing you would ever expect to do with your music in an entire lifetime? And the answer to that is, that would be to improvise a jazz rap song with people who spoke Spanish and I spoke English in Mexico with a Mexican rapper. I would never have expected to improvise a Mexican jazz rap song in Cancun 4 days before we were expected to leave. This hit us. Here's the story. We have been working on Isla Mujeres, which is an island between Cancun and Cuba, for about 15 years every winter, January, February-ish, and we've made so many wonderful friends. One of the places at which we perform is called El Patio, owned by a wonderful lady from Canada named Penny. In Penny's employ are all these fine little Mayan guys that we've come to adore like brothers. And one of the bartenders' name is Jonathan. Whenever we would perform, if it was Jack doing a jazz standard or something, bebop, whatever it was, Jonathan would get into it. And he, we found out later, is known as Tacuaco, F-T, in Isla Mujeres and in Mexico. He is a Mexican rapper of some renown. And he is the spontaneous spoken verse. And he plays an instrument as well, but he would just burst into spontaneous rap on top of our jazz while we would be performing, and the audience would go berserk.
He would just walk up to the stage and grab the microphone and rap on whatever I was playing.
Wow.
It was just astounding. And so there was limited exchange of, but music speaks its own language, and so there was so much, even though he was in Spanish and we were English, we could still understand so much because the music is the common denominator. Well, about a week before it's time for us to head back, he makes it clear that he wants us to be on his compilation CD that he is creating, and he would pay for it, would we come to Cancun and record. And we thought, okay, we can do this, we can read music, we can do whatever it would take. And on the appointed day, Tacuaco, Jonathan showed up with his little posse of friends and their quarts of beer and took us from our hotel to the ferry, ferried us over to Cancun, took a taxi to a studio, and we said, now what do we do? And he said, we improvise. I said, so where's the music? You will make the music. So this was quite a surprise. From there, we went to the console and put down the drum track, worked with this engineer, set something down, tried to make it more of a funk jazz beat and tempo. Then Jonathan Tacuaco told me to sketch. I said, sketch. He says, and I said, scat? See? Yeah, so okay, scat. So I went in there and I scatted on top of it. Then it was time for Jack to go in, and he laid down several guitar tracks improvising on top of that. Then Tacuaco said, I introduce you. So, okay, so then he came in and did some freeform verse to introduce the song and us. And then I believe it might have gone back to Jack. He did some more layers. Then Tacuaco was scribbling things, and he said, now, here's the words for you. So I got Roberto, our friend, who did know quite a bit of English, and I said, to translate this, put it into words that were mine. They said, now you go. You make a song. So I went into the studio with a million apologies, saying, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I think this is what you're saying. I'll go throw some things out. You tell me if it's acceptable, what parts are good, what parts are bad. I'll go back and we'll do it for real. So I came out of there after having thrown this together, and they said, you're finished. So this was once. I went in there once with a list of words and almost free-formed a verse on my own. Doing this.
Fantastic.
No kidding. So then after that, I think Tacuaco is writing his stuff. Then he has Jack do some more soloing. He goes back in and he puts down his free verse, and we buttoned it up and we had a 3.5-minute song.
And then he rapped in harmony to himself. I've never heard anybody do that before.
So granted, it took a whole day, you know, because we're listening, we're doing, we're writing, we're checking levels, we're doing things like that. But Never in a million years. But I thought I would do an improvised jazz rap song.
In Spanish and
in
English.
In Spanish and English and in Mexico. It's called Viene del Alma, which means the feet. F-E-A-T comes from the soul. So that's the feeling that Tacuaco said about the music.
So it will be real interesting when we go back to Mexico this winter and see what happened while we were gone is because of this song.
Yeah.
He wants to make a video when we go back, so I have to lose 94 pounds. But but he also has put this song on his album.
Fantastic.
And releasing in Mexico.
So it was released simultaneously in two countries.
Right. That is incredible. And that's the one we're going to go out with today. But I just want to stop and say thank you both so much for coming in and catching us up. Let's not make it 3 years next time.
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll see if we can come up with a project.
Jill and Jack, again, so great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's always good to talk with you.
Milwaukee jazz guitarist Jack Grassl's new album is called 2015 Jack. We're hearing Viene del Alma with Grassl's wife and musical partner Jill Jensen also performing. You'll find a link to their website and their show schedule from WUWM.com.
Hoy es mi día y la vivo con alegría. Alza la voz que la música es energía. Estamos todos en ella, es mi armonía. Mi filosofía, aprender de ella cada día. Yo recorro el mundo. Chacanchi me enseña lo profundo, el sonido puro, pegando bien duro. Desde Chicago hasta México, mágico, como conjuro. Tic-clac, riqui-tiqui-tan, ponte a bailar. La gente se emociona cuando escucha mi cantar. Esto le gusta a toda la humanidad. La música transmite paz y tranquilidad. Viene del alma, suena tu alarma. Tranqui con calma, déjala pasar, que ya no podrás parar. Que sola habla, quema las venas tan fuertes.